You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality.
Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, Big Wiggies. I would sing to you God Bless America, but
sing.
Frankly, my
Get
voice is
it,
not
girls.
As good as
God Bless America.
Gorgeous.
I really can't. Welcome back. It's been a long holiday week, and the Big Wigs are back for another episode. Let's get into it. We've got shows. We've got recaps. We've got hot takes. Anna,
what is going on?
What is the hot goss?
Yeah, but what is the 411? You've got such an agenda.
I'm like, she's all business. We were just like shooting the shit, and I'm like, and then the recording starts, and she is a work. A woman in business. Well, I can't speak English. What is wrong with me? What's up? Not much. You know, I feel good because I showered and I did my face. Like, for those watching on YouTube,
yeah.
God bless. You know, you're welcome. I really cleaned up for this recording.
You pulled it together.
Thank you. I did. Nothing really new to report here, honestly. But I'm curious, what's up with you? Because according to Instagram, you've been at the beach for 3 weeks, right? It's like, I feel like I haven't seen you in 100 years. And like, we'll text and she'll be like, I'm taking shots. I'm at the beach. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm walking my dog. I'm having a great day. You know, just going to get maybe I'll get a smoothie. Maybe I'll go to Target. You know, who knows what the day will bring.
Those are also really good days. I have had those days and I'm like, damn, I've had a really full day. I've been healthy and I had a Target run. Like, those are great. But I also have lost track of days because when holidays fall in the middle of the week, you can forget it.
Yeah.
A Tuesday, July 4th celebration means Monday, half of America is and is not working.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the week is just already half over. So why are we going to get serious now? So it's just like one long week vacation.
Do you not like it? I kind of liked it being in the middle of the week. I liked that, you know, ambiguity of like, do we work Monday or do we email? Do we wait?
I love the ambiguity.
Yeah.
The confusion means that no one's really actually working. So I liked it, but I fully lost track of the days. Like when you said, like, let's record, you know, we like have a recording schedule. And I was just thinking like today is Monday because I'm getting back to like the reality. So I just lumped that in with Monday. But then I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. So we're recording live and it's coming out today. So you guys are getting fresh takes on everything. Ain't nothing early here this week.
Yeah, there's no early prep. Whatever is happening is happening. Yeah.
Tell us about the beach. How was it?
The beach was great. Well, it started off rough because we were doing a full renovation of, we have this one room, which is all wood.
Okay.
And I was just watching TikToks about like wood brags. You know, it's like this bar was actually constructed from George Washington's shipwreck, which landed in the Belgian Strait. And they're just like bragging about all of their like wood fixtures in their homes.
Interesting. Okay. Fancy.
It's just a TikTok called Wood Brags. And they just, you know how like you go and do MTV tours of the houses and they're always like bragging about wood in the house.
Cribs.
They're like, this is oak. Cribs or home tours.
Yeah.
A Vogue tour of the house. You know, they just are always talking about wood. Like, do we actually care? No, but it's fun to brag about your oak that came from the redwoods forest. Anyway.
Okay.
On the contrary, we have this one breezeway that's all wood paneling. I have no idea where the wood came from, probably not special, but it was all wood. And for years and years, we wanted to paint it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this summer. I'm going to go. My mom and I are going to paint it this bright, bright yellow. We're going to do all the trim. And then I put all new, I impressed myself. I don't know how to put up, they're like shutters, but they're no string blinds.
You.
Home Depot, you know, they have it. So it really only took 4 screws into the wood, into the wall, and you're ready to go. So I was doing construction for a week, basically.
That's impressive. Congratulations.
I was,
you know, new resume line. While we're all on strike, you know, if you need shutters, you call Dre. She's coming over
you
with a drill.
I do love a good house project. And so, you know, it just, it's, it feels good. You finish it, but no, I know. And this is why, you know what I thought about? My nails. I go, this is why I can't have fucking nice nails. You know why? Because I would have chipped all of them. I did yard work with my parents. I had dirt all up in my cuticles. I was like, this, I'm going to get them done now though, now that the work is over. But yeah, had I had my nails done, they would have been just absolutely in shambles after.
I'm going to buy you a gift, you know, for your, when's your birthday? It's,
Anna, I have a gift coming to you.
Hold
also
on, when's your birthday? No, stop with your gift. Wait, when's your birthday again?
It's in August, but I'm not telling you when, it's because my gift is still not to you yet, and it's actually pissing me off. I'm still celebrating your birthday. It's
as
not
soon
okay
as I get
me
that gift, you know, my birthday starts over again. I get a whole other week. So I can't wait. Keep it delayed. No, but for your birthday, don't you guys think I should just get Dre some just a collection of fancy gloves? I think you need gloves for like going out, for yard work, just to like keep them. So you could go get a manicure one day and you could be like, you know what? No one will see these except for me going to bed, but I got my nails done, and they stayed because I wore gloves all week. My nails are fucking, they still look bomb. They're so grown out, and I'm getting them done tomorrow. Not to brag, but I'm like, oh, do you have mud in your cuticles? Look at my perfect nails.
Okay, and can you tell everybody, because my nails last, if I get acrylic, they last a week and a half, unless my cousin does it. She does a special way and it lasts. But you got your nails done, like what?
I don't get acrylic.
3 weeks before your birthday?
Like, yeah, it's been a month.
3 weeks?
No.
That's insane. Anna, do you? Over. No, to me, I die. And they really don't even look that grown out. Like, I can
we'll post
see
a photo of my nails
going
to you guys today on Instagram. We'll post a
photo.
Do so you
a month, Anna? No, I am. I'm beyond.
Usually, listen, it's been a month, and usually I rip something off, you know, but I've had a really good run. This was a really good manicure. I can't recommend
really good
my girls enough in New York City at Vanity Projects. Shout out. I mean, like, we got to post a photo and tag them yeah on Instagram, because literally, you know, I feel like I represent the hand community right now. Like,
honestly, for that to last over a month, very impressive. Never
thank
have
you
I ever. Well, two
not
times
yet,
in my life.
Dre, it's not yet. It's going to happen for you. I feel like this could be your year of nails. You know, I feel like it could happen. You have nice nails.
You know, the nail bed is long, but just when I put on nails, it's not the same. But I just wanted to give you a kudos, because my nails would have definitely not lasted. The paint, the hammering, the nails, it just would not have. And I always try to look and see if like Joanna Gaines and all those HGTV women have their nails done. And they usually just go very natural, yeah, you know?
Like a clean, light manicure. Yeah,
yeah.
I hear you. Wait, yes, I have a question. Okay, so you did some no home way renovations. You fully Joanna Gaines to your parents' house. And then yes, what'd you do for the fourth? What'd you do for the holiday?
For the holiday, we did, so I was in Ocean City, Maryland, and we went to Secrets, which is that humongous bar. I'm sure we've talked about it. It's a big beach bar. And cool. Nick was in town, and we just did all beach things. Go-karts. Just very America. Barbecue, burgers, wow, got a lot of seafood.
That's
and
nice.
And did the fireworks. Yeah, the fireworks were really fun. It wasn't as big of a show as New York, because like when you actually do see New York, there's 10 shows going off and they're all it's
on the river. Yeah. This, there's
on the river. Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, it's but, the best.
It was nice. And the fireworks were good in Ocean City, but the biggest shock of all was seeing Tara Reid at Secrets.
Oh my God. Yes. You Instagrammed this. Were you just like,
this was July 2nd.
Tiny skinny body is that? And then were you like, it's gotta be Tara Reid? How did that
it
even
was
happen?
Interesting. So I'm walking in with Nick, and one of my favorite things is bringing people to Secrets for the first time, because everybody hears it. If you ever go to Ocean City and you story it, a million people are going to DM you and go, oh my God, go to Secrets.
Oh my God.
Like,
I've never been. I've never even
bar
been to Ocean City, Maryland.
It's got a lot of attractions. Like, it's doing everything. It's got the mini golf. It's got the go-karting. It's got the humongous boardwalk. It's got two huge Ferris wheels. It's got rides. It's amusement parks. I mean, it's everything in a beach town you want, you know? It's a little ratchet, but you can enjoy all the cultures of America, really. I mean, okay, you see all walks of life, okay? There's no, There's no size. There's no gender. I mean, Ocean City does not see anything. It's just everyone's welcome.
Wow. Everybody's most cultured welcome. Place in America, Ocean City, Maryland. Who knew?
You would never know. I mean, if you just like look away from all the Trump signs, sometimes there's like some Trump flags around. I mean, it really welcomes everybody. It does. It does. You'll see all walks of life, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So I'm bringing Nick to Seekers for the first time, or it's nighttime. And I see a woman surrounded by all of these fabulous men.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what is going on over there? And she was, there's like four different types of stages. And this one, she was at the Tiki Jamaica stage. So it's a lot of like Rasta Caribbean music. And I look closer and it's just like this really, like you said, really tiny, tiny blonde woman. And I'm like, what? Why does she look so familiar? And she had a lot of makeup on and she was just like flailing her arms around, like fighting with this one guy, but like play fighting. And they were like wrestling. And I was just thinking, Nick, that looks like Tara Reid. Like, what would she be doing here? Like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I just kept staring at her. I kept staring at her for like 10 minutes. And I was like, I have to video this because like, what if it is Tara? So I take a video and then I posted it. And then somebody DM'd me her story. And it was Tara Reid reposting somebody's story of her. And I was thinking, oh my God, it was Tara Reid. Of course, she had just a cheetah sports bra and jeans.
Obsessed.
And just flailing her body around. She must have been three sheets to the wind at that point.
Oh my God. Did you say hi? Were you like, huge fan? I loved American Pie. I would have been like, we're in Ocean City, Maryland, and Tara Reid is at this bar. I'm going to be like, girl, how about girl, Stifler's mom, huh? She's famous now.
Right? I was just thinking, wait, what is the most recent thing I've seen of Tara Reid? And I didn't even think to look at my phone. I just looked on Tara's Instagram, which she had posted nothing. So I was like, oh, she's not here. Like she would have posted that day. But I was thinking, she's in all the Scream movies, right?
She's in the Scream movies? Tara Reid? No.
Maybe.
Wait, that's so funny because I'm like, anyone, I feel like if you ask anyone, what's the most recent thing Tara Reid has been in? We're all like, what was it?
American Pie? I guess it was American Reunion in 2012. No, she's been in way more recent stuff than
that.
I don't think she's been in stuff.
I was going to say nothing since American Pie that I know of that was like super mainstream that like, you know, I heard of. Crazy.
Wow. Okay, that is crazy. I'm looking up at, she's been in a couple episodes. A couple episodes are on her IMDb page. TV series, Ghosts, she was in an episode.
Okay.
So that's what I wonder is like these celebrities that they had obviously really big movie roles
mm-hmm.
as American Pie. You know them for that role. And then after, what happens?
I think some people fall off. Some people keep going strong, you know? I think it's really it's crazy. I mean, I think some people like the big roles, like you think of Seinfeld, right? And like can't imagine like Jason Robert Brown and I'm like, nope, that's not that's not
it. Jason Aldean.
Jason Alexander. My brain was like two men names starts with Jason and I picked the one who wrote the sad musical Parade that I saw. Jason Alexander, like he's so known for his role on Seinfeld that I feel, and he spoke to my college, and I feel like it wasn't easy to book after because you're just so well known for that, you know, like, but
oh yeah.
He's always worked. He's always been in stuff. He does a lot of theater. But then you think like Elaine, you think, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And then she had this whole fucking resurgence with Veep and like really fully rebranded into this amazing character. So I'm like, some people get another shot. I think they get a couple more shots. Like, I love her. And, you know, I'm so glad that her career continues to flourish. But like, yeah, some people I think just it's hard for casting or directors or whatever to like shake that image of you, which is good and bad, you know. It's like, it's however you look at it, you know. I think they're all crushing it in terms of residuals. I think Seinfeld is like always on, but
oh, they're good to go for sure.
But yeah, but I don't know, you know, but it's not like you do it to get residuals forever. I feel like you're an actor, you want a career, you want to keep going. But
yeah,
you know, definitely. Not all the Friends like Jennifer Aniston crushed it. You know, she's done so much work after Friends, but like have the others like not as, you know, I don't know. Like has Ross?
As
I feel like I love him, but you know, you don't see him in as many projects as you see her in.
Tara, she's got to get something. Just Tara Reid, she's got to get something. Like, I'm thinking she's going to have a resurgence just like all the rest of them.
But maybe she'll launch like a liquor brand. You know, that's very popular among celebrities. Right?
Why hasn't she gotten into the branding space? Exactly. Okay. She brands need to be reaching out to Tara. Okay. She had a good time. She looked like a wild time.
So funny. They're probably scared of what the video could turn into. They're like,
right. They're like, Tara Reid found wasted at Secrets USA. It was a bit much. But
that's
anyway,
you had
confirm,
a very fulfilling July 4th. That's a very American thing to happen, to run into Tara Reid.
To run into Tara Reid from American Pie. How patriotic of me.
Amazing.
I'm telling you. How was your July 4th? Did you see any fireworks in LA?
You know, July 4th, it was nice. It's very funny. For me on July 4th, I always feel like, and you're going to laugh at this, but I always feel sad.
I'm preparing myself.
10 years of my life, my July 4ths were spent in Maine at my camp. And it was like what I knew growing up. You know what I mean? That was July 4th. There were, and every summer we have the same exact schedule on July 4th. Like I could list it to you. Like, you know, you wake up in the morning, we have pancakes with blueberries, strawberries, whipped cream. And then we have the we called it the All-American Egg Toss. And we had an egg toss partner and whoever wins gets to go to ice cream. And then we have like a cookout and we have capture the flag and we're all in red, white, and blue. It's such a like, it's such an event. It's such a holiday at camp. I know it's a holiday all around America. So every year after that, I feel like July 4th is just never as fun. So I never give a shit about it really. Like we don't really, totally. I didn't plan much. So this year we were going to go to this event and we were disinvited, I should say, which is kind
of. Was it the white party in the Hamptons?
Yeah, I was invited to the white party and they were like, actually, sorry, capacity. We're at capacity. No, it wasn't. We were supposed to go to this other event and it was no big deal. But then my friend was like, oh, they're at capacity. So I can't bring guests because she was actually invited and we weren't. And it was weird because it was like the day of and I was like, okay. And so whatever. Yeah, like Jared and I were like, whatever. So we went for a hike with Bobby. We did a hike, which is, you know, that's very American. And
yes.
And then we just hung out at our pool and like relaxed and chilled. There were lots of parties going on at our pool. It was hopping. It was crazy. We like laid out hopping. And like whatever. And then we went to my friend's apartment. She had like a little barbecue and some people over and we just stopped by. And we didn't really, we heard the fireworks. We saw some from a distance, but we didn't really like go to like a place to watch fireworks. You know, when we were driving home, we were like, will our car get blown up with these illegal fireworks? Probably. Like it was a little sketch driving through Hollywood where people are just fucking setting them off in the middle of the streets and you're like, holy shit, my car, my head,
a little scared,
close the windows. Yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, I get home and I don't really give a fuck about fireworks. Like I'm not a huge I'm not like, we need prime seating, you know, I need to go to like the piers. But I was jealous of the New York show because that show looked amazing with the drones, the way they recreated
the
Statue of Liberty.
Like, since when? I was actually in New York for July 4th last year. Didn't see any of the drone shows.
Is crazy.
These drone light shows, are they new? So, like, tell me, are drones...
I think it was new this year. I've never seen it before.
But what are the drones doing? Like, each drone has a light and they're all in order?
Yeah, they're, like, timed. So they're, like, scheduled to, like, give us art. It was great.
Couldn't they have just done... Some of the fireworks actually make shapes. Like, just...
I know. Some of them, they've gotten very advanced over the years. I feel like fireworks have totally, like, you know, gotten a glow up. They've gotten a glow up since, the early days. But yeah, I didn't really like stop and see the fireworks. But it was fine. We had a nice night and it was like, you know, Jared had work the next day and it was like it was weird, like the timing of it all.
It feels weird. I feel like LA probably has multiple shows because it's so big. So they have to have.
Yeah, there were fireworks all over the sky. Like it was kind of
damn place.
Crazy. But it wasn't like close enough. And I didn't care when we got home. I was like, could we just like watch TV? Like I didn't really need to like go to the roof and like watch more. I was good.
At a certain point, The thing that actually kills me is just when everybody is posting their not exciting firework shows on yeah. social, and you're like, we've seen firework, we've seen them all. But I the know. Drone shows, those fireworks are actually
and,
dope.
And concerts. I feel like when someone goes to a concert and you're sitting far away, or when you're at a firework show and you decide to post, it's just like, I get that you're excited, but you're wasting your post.
Girl, it don't do it justice. Just enjoy the show. You could post maybe a still photo. A still photo of like a really cool firework. Also, I'm going to admit my iPhone 11 ain't taking pictures of fireworks at all.
Up that phone.
I got to upgrade.
By next upgrade. July 4th, just so you can get one fireworks photo, and we're all like, Dre got it. She got one. Look at that. Midair.
You know what the new Sunset Boy is? Firework girl. Ooh! Watch out.
Watch out. Oh my God. Yeah, that's so funny. Also, I'm totally going to post a photo or a video if I go to a concert. And so you guys are going to be like, what a fucking hypocrite Anna is. I'm going to be like, oh, me too. God. Billy Joel. Me give too. It to me.
Billy Joel. Okay, if you know what? I mean, it's a whole experience at the concert. If your outfit is matching, you're on theme. I mean, you got it. You got to snap a couple.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's for the people. It's for the people. I was impressed by Walmart fireworks. We went and got a box. They're not as shitty as I thought.
Wait, you set them off?
Not real, real fireworks. They're the little box ones that are called like Wolverine, and you light them off in your yard.
Oh, I've never done that.
What?
Okay. I've never done a Wolverine.
You ever do a Oh, you know what? My favorite one we did was called a Disco Turkey. It had all these lights. It was phenomenal.
Fancy. I didn't know you could buy... I mean, I guess I knew, but I never thought to like be like, let's go get some fireworks and set them off.
I'm like, well, at Walmart, they sell these humongous boxes. Like I said,
she really had an American holiday. Listen to her. She's like, first at Walmart, then we ended up at Secrets, and then we saw Tara Reid in our red, white, and blues. I wasn't even sure. Jared didn't wear red, white, and blue. I actually put on all denim, like a Canadian tuxedo, and I brought a red cardigan. So I was like, I'm blue and red and I'm white. So there you go.
No, that is a fully. I love that. That's very patriotic. Denim on denim. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I loved your store. It was Canadian tuxedo, but like make it American. It was.
Yeah. Although my Canadian followers were like, we don't actually do that. And I'm like, well, you should because it's a cute look. Get into it. Get hype.
Get. I mean, like, come on. Our country is hanging on by a thread. But
oh my God, wow.
I'm still dressed in theme.
What an amazing transition. She said our country is hanging on by a thread. And let me tell you, honey, it really is. Because we're 20 something minutes into this podcast. And my heart and my body is feeling the FOMO of not being on Threads right now. Can we discuss? We are 24 hours in since I signed up. But yesterday, for those of you, because we're recording on Thursday, we're posting on Thursday. Yeah, this is great timing. Yesterday, Dre, where were you when you learned about Threads? I'm curious.
I opened up my Instagram. I think it was last night when we got back. We drove back to New York and I opened up my phone and it said, you have so-and-so this many friends waiting for you on Threads. And I was like, here it is. Here is the invitation. I got to hit accept and start it all up. But at that time, I'd already seen your stories and people were posting their stories of like these graphics. Now I'm loving the graphics though on Instagram stories. Like when you
it's all branded.
Your thread. It's nice. But here, listen to me. I'm saying when I tweet my thread.
Wait, what?
You know, the verb of Twitter is tweet. So what is the verb of thread?
I think you just thread. I'm threading. I'm like, I have a thread. I'm threading right now. We don't know the verb yet, but I think we're working on threading. That's what I've been using.
Are we?
I'm like, I'm threading okay, but this.
If it were to be Twitter and tweet, it'd be threading and threat. Or threed.
I don't know. Fuck Twitter. Okay. We were talking about this off air and I have so many feelings about it because I said, Dre, are you on Threads yet? She goes, hell no. I'm not joining that shit.
No.
But I was, it fell into my lap at a point where I was feeling like not creative, not, you know, confident. I'm just sitting at my table and I'm like, what am I going to do right now? And then I opened up Instagram and I was like, Threads. What could that be? Threads.
Here it is.
And here's the thing. My invitation, you're going to love this. So you got an, I think everyone has one by now, but if not, I don't, you apparently have an invitation. I'm scared to click on it because I have an invitation and it looks like a concert ticket, right? Like flying in the wind. And I didn't click it because I had just already Googled what is Threads. I was like seeing some posts about it, you know, and I Googled what is Threads and I downloaded the app and it was like connect through Instagram or whatever. And I just like, you know how you can sign in through Instagram. So I did it and then you get, I was like on and, you know, it basically just, you can upload whatever, not upload, but you can basically like connect your Instagram to it because it's Instagram's version of Twitter. For those of you who are like listening and you're still, I assume some of you probably are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Threads is Instagram's answer to Twitter. It is their new platform that looks just like Twitter. And I think people are using it like Twitter. It's more of a, you know, messaging app, but no DMs right now. Like there's still like stuff on it that's not, I think, developed yet that I don't know what, when they're going to roll things out or whatever, but it dropped yesterday because yesterday Elon Musk announced there were limitations on Twitter now. So people can only read a certain amount of tweets or tweet a certain amount of things in a day. And so that was a big like shock, I think, to the Twitter community. So I think, you know, Meta and Zuckerberg were like, uh-oh, did he make limitations today? Let's fucking drop right now. So I had an invite, but I was already on. So my number on the invite would have been so much later than the number that I am. So you get numbered when you join. Okay. And I questioned this. We both questioned this. You get a number. It's the number of user that you are joining the app.
Oh my God. I thought it was just like a serial code to keep track of everybody. No. I didn't know it was actually in chronological order. Well, it is to keep track of everyone.
Because it's in order. It's the order that you sign up. So can I tell you my number? Because I'm like, wow, I'm proud actually of my number now. I'm number 274,830.
So what happens if somebody joins and they're the a millionth member? Are they going to abbreviate their number? I mean, that's a pretty impressive number considering all of America joined on one day.
No one knows what the number is. Your username is whatever username your Instagram is, unless you change it. It's just like your number is just listed there for you to showcase how quick you were. How fast were you to join the new app?
But if somebody goes to our profile, they can see our thread number.
You can hide it, though. I'm wearing mine loud and proud, even though I do feel like I did Instagram. I'm like, as a Jew, getting numbered like this is concerning. You know what I mean? This feels a little too close to history here. And
like, since when are we numbering humans? Let's just keep it to a username. I thought it was.
It is a username. And it essentially is fucking, it is Twitter. But it's so funny because it's Twitter, but it's the community of people from Instagram. So it's
Instagram.
It's like some people who are big on Instagram or whatever, like have never clearly done Twitter and you can tell and you're like, and it's just so funny to see like this migration of people like come over and like, we don't know what it's going to turn into. Like, we don't know what's going to succeed on there. Like I'm noticing like, oh, you can tell like people who were successful on Twitter, like immediately have a plan. And then you can tell like people who are like fucking just whatever, like loosey goosey all over the place. And I don't think we know yet what's going to be, you know, what it could be. Like kind of like you were saying TikTok, right? When you first joined TikTok, you're like, what the fuck is this Wild West? It feels more like Twitter without, I think they're going to try and keep it without the politics, without the, you know, terrible comments and people and like whatever. I mean, I don't know how much restriction they have, but it's so funny now because I still have Twitter. I haven't fully deleted Twitter. I loved Twitter. So I was very excited about this. I feel like I've been reborn on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Like,
biggest question. Does it feel like Twitter, though? You know how they have a totally new look of it? It actually feels like you're on Twitter. And when you are threading, it feels like there's still like that character count, the old
500, though. So you have a longer character count. You can do video up to 5 minutes and you can Twitter. I don't know what Twitter's video. I don't really post many videos on Twitter. I think it's like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. It was. And then you can post photos, GIFs. They don't have in the app yet, which is annoying because GIFs are fun on Twitter. You know, like that's a fun part of Twitter.
Yeah.
So I think the next move should be give us some GIFs. I mean, you can copy a GIF from the internet, save it, you know, post it with you, but it's a little more work. But I've been enjoying it. And, it feels like oh my God, like we're all back at camp. Like, it's so good to see you. Look mm-hmm. at you. You're back. Because I loved Twitter back in the day before the election, before Elon Musk, before all this. Twitter then became like a nightmare news site. Like I felt like every time you signed on, you saw scary shit or aggressive, yes. racist, terrible people. Like it was just like nothing was weeded out.
Crazy. Yeah.
Nothing's been weeded out. I've stopped tweeting. I've like stopped going on Twitter. I'll check it like once a day maybe, but not like I used to tweet every fucking hour. You know what I mean? Like I used to have so much fun. Please don't go back and read them because I'm sure some of them are fucking sad as fuck. And but Threads is very funny.
Okay, yeah.
It does feel like, wow, clean slate, new platform. But also no, because it's linked to your fucking Instagram. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just you could be anybody you want to be. And I was texting you. Did you get my text? I was like, Dre, we got to get Big Wigs on Threads. But I don't know. I don't know that you can have more than one account right now because it's like an invite, you know what I mean, because you get like one per person right now. So
right, but even though Big Wigs has his own Instagram account linked to an email, like that should count as its own thing.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it. Maybe I'm like maybe because it's linked to my Instagram, we got to figure out a way to do it. But you guys, that's, Big Wigs okay. will get on there if it's up to me. Maybe not Drive, but it'll be on Threads.
It's always intriguing to me because when I think of tweeting something, I'm like, oh, I just grew up in the Instagram inception when everybody was just storying. We would just like post an Instagram of like a boba tea that we had. And we're like, oh, this is cool. Let me just post it. And then once stories were introduced, it was people who have picture minds. That's me. I don't really need to read a little sentence. I'd rather see it visually. I'm just a visual learner. I like to see things. So I would just rather somebody just story their little thought sentiment alongside a picture. And it's beautiful. Maybe that's simple minded of me.
This is where our age difference comes in. The Twitter versus Instagram times. It really does, I think.
Yes, because I think and now like even the high schoolers are now using like TikTok and Snapchat. And I'm like, wait, you mean you'd rather send somebody a Snapchat than a text? They're like, yeah. And I'm just like, that's so different. Like, we just didn't do that. But for the Twitter, does it feel the timeline? Are people tweeting things like as regularly as they used to tweet?
Yeah, it does.
It feels the same.
The brands, the big brands have already like taken to it and are immediately like, this is how we treat our Twitter. This is how we'll treat our Threads. Like, it feels like that. Okay. And like, you know, same with like the news, like the entertainment news sites and stuff. They're just posting their headlines. They're posting on Twitter. Like it's nothing different. I feel like there. It doesn't feel any different from Twitter right now. I will say that.
Okay.
And I feel like for me, when I signed up for Twitter in 2009, 2008, whatever it was, early days for me. Not early for Twitter, though. I think I don't know how many years Twitter's been out. But I remember as a comedian, you know, that was my joke writing every day. That was where you would write us, like, because we didn't have stories yet on Instagram, and Instagram was more photos. It wasn't really videos or, you know, like, it wasn't like a quick, like, oh my God, you guys, look at this fucking water bottle. How stupid is that? You know, like, where you can make people laugh with your everyday shit, which I do, and I love doing it. And I you know, we've adapted to Instagram, like, living our lives. Some of us live our lives on Instagram, but for Twitter, it was sort of like, how funny can you be? And there were trends and there were certain tweets that you would want to do. And it was like, oh my God, if I have a really funny joke, if I live tweet the fucking Emmys and I have a really funny joke on Twitter, that could make me go viral. And some have. And you get all these new followers and it's like such a fun, exhilarating, you know, 2 hours of your life, I guess. But I feel like that has really, like, it's so funny. I'll be like, oh my God, I haven't been on Twitter in days. Like, I feel that now.
Yeah.
And I missed that. So this, for, I think, the millennials who signed up for Twitter and used it as a platform to, like, showcase joke writing and stuff. Like, I'm not really, like, planning my threads right now. I'm literally, like, I call it free threading, I think, is what we're going with.
Free threading? Oh my gosh. Is this like free bleeding?
Yeah, I'm like free threading right now where I'm just like, whatever comes to mind, whatever I feel like hits, like just fucking put it out there, you know, just like give them some of you. That's where I'm at right now, I think, with my, I don't have a strategy. I don't have anything like that. I'm just like, oh, this is fun. I'm just enjoying it. you know, just trying enjoy to
enjoy it while it's out. Yeah.
I did say if I get to 10,000 followers, I will showcase my ass photos, because I asked if can you show butt on this app, and no one knows the answer. And they're like, try it, you know, because I have a lot of pervs who follow me. And I was like,
obviously
too risky for day one. OK, I already had a TikTok taken down yesterday. I'm really.
Wait, I was going to ask you, was your trend video on TikTok or Instagram? Because I thought it looked like Instagram.
Well, the trend is on TikTok, so that's where I posted. I posted it on both platforms, but TikTok fully took it down and said this is nudity, TikTok sexual content.
You know what? You know what is such a lie about that is that I legitimately see moms breastfeeding with full boob out. Like,
I know, I was boob. Mine was all pixelated.
It was all pixelated, like all of it. Your whole body was technically, were you nude in the actual video and then you pixelated it?
Half nude. We'll go with half. I had like covers on my boobs.
The bandos. Okay, yeah.
No, I didn't have a bandeau.
Because when I saw the video, I was like, sticky bra. Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. But on the bottom, yes.
I was like, wow.
Don't tell my mom.
Ballsy. It is a trend. If anybody knows, it's like, you know, the trend where somebody
the Sophia Richie trend.
The Sophia Richie when they walk. It's amazing. Do we really think that Sophia started it, or did she see some small creator do it? I believe she started it, but I'm saying you never know with TikTok.
Yeah, you really never know. Because if you have the most views on it and you were early, you'll go at number one. Like, that's kind of how it, right?
Yeah.
They do it by most views. So the sound, if it has the most views. Yeah, I don't know. But I had this idea for a while and I was like, oh, I want to do it. This will be so fun. And it was doing well on TikTok and then fully taken down, and I deleted it. I didn't even argue it because I was like, what am I going to say?
Damn it.
I'm not nude. I mean, I'm not butt naked, but I didn't want to fight them. You know, I've been banned from TikTok before, and I thought, let her live on Instagram and people will be like, what the fuck is this? Why is she naked?
Let her live. Let her live.
Oh, well. Thank you so much for supporting my art, though, for those of you who did watch it. thank you.
I thought it was ballsy. I was like, oh, boy, if this doesn't get some type of regulation strike. But you know what? It's just interesting what is taken down on which app, because I would have for sure said Instagram would be a little bit more careful than not TikTok.
I mean, listen, maybe they're slower to the party and it's and it'll happen. Yeah. But I've already had one, you know, and now my account has a strike against it. They tell you that on TikTok. And I'm like, I can't handle this. I can't mentally like deal with this right now. So I just pretend it never happened, Anna, and move on with your life. You know, we got some Chris and Courtney coming out. We'll give them the entertainment they want again, you know?
Once again. Well, it's so funny because Anna texted me, hey, Dre, I feel like I want to post this video she's been editing, which she edited. It's so funny. It's from eons ago at this point. And I've just been like, oh, yeah, post it whenever you feel like it. And I had this one video that I was going to post, never got to post it. And so what's your plan with the Chris and Court? Are you putting it out?
Oh, I don't know. I can. Yeah.
I love when you text me and go, I'm in the mood to post. What do you think? And I'm like, I love it. Sure.
Because then they get like 500,000 views and we're like, oh, my God, this was even like, we still have other videos to edit. That's the funniest part. You guys, when we do these, like, I know we've talked about it on the podcast before, but like literally we have a very vague plan. Like, I feel like we plan out a lot of other content more, but we put on those wigs and we fucking come up with a couple of topics. And we just go with it. And then we have like so much to cut from. We're like, I don't think we got anything. I don't know. And then we have so much to cut from. So I don't know. It sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm just like impressed that that happens. You know what I mean? Maybe that means we're really, truly embodying Chris and Court, you know, like.
I know.
Kris Jenner was an iconic person on Threads today. She joined today, a day late. And it's a video of her waving, and it's a meme that says, I love technology.
Oh, my God.
I reposted it, and I was like, Mother is here.
Mother's here to save the day, and doesn't she love technology? She's like, how do you think we wrangled up?
Because, you know, for her, this is a whole other revenue stream.
Empire.
Are you kidding?
Higher.
Once they start doing ads completely on Threads or sponsored thread posts, like give it a couple months. Chris is going to fucking, they're going to blow up. Right? I don't think they're not doing ads months yet. That's the nice part. Like, you'll see. It's Twitter without like forced ads. You know what I mean? I mean, people are like,
but, which is nice.
Yeah, but Chris is totally and Paris Hilton's like, Threads is hot. Like, it's so funny.
Oh my God. This just gives another platform for people to just put out their brand even more. It's just to grow the brand and just reiterate what their brand is. Because, of course, everybody is going to put out their most well-known thing of themselves.
I, like, knew.
Actually,
I know you don't love Twitter. So I knew as soon as I, like, was on or whatever, I'm, like, thinking, like, when we were going to record, I was like, I bet Dre's not on yet on purpose. She's just like, fuck this. I don't want to deal with this.
You know what it is? No, I'm a little pipsqueak about these things. It's just like a new thing. And whenever there's just like a new fad, I always have to stand against it. Like, oh, let everybody go to it. I'll hit it up when it's less popular. I'll get to it eventually.
So but like, old
but
school.
You know what's fun? I'm like, yeah, jump on a bandwagon. I'll get to you guys later. But for, you know what it is? I like to hear everybody's like thoughts on it. But this may be a good way for me to get started back on Twitter, like to just like be fresh with everybody, to experience the newness together. Because that was always my struggle. I felt so behind on Twitter.
Then
I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. And so now I'll be at the beginning.
You'll be
evolution of it, and I can
be at the beginning of it. Absolutely. Wait, I was gonna say I love that that's your take, and I had shit to do yesterday. I abandoned everything and I sat in a chair, hadn't showered, I had worked out, I was sitting in a chair sweaty. I think Jared like fed the dog, walked by me, said, what do you want to do for dinner? What should we do? I was gonna cook. We ended up ordering ramen at 8 p.m. because I had been on Threads for a good fucking 4 or 5 hours. Just perusing the Threads.
Just threading away.
It was like I was reborn. It was really weird. And I was like, maybe this was meant to happen today. Maybe I just needed to abandon everything and just fucking sit here for 6 hours and waste my life. It was it's really stupid.
But like, look, if you're enjoying it, and we need people like you to let us know what's going on. What is the 411 on Threads, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm like you're saying, it's nothing new. Everyone is like signing in and they're like, oh, my God. Hey, I'm here, too. LOL. Find me. And it's just funny. I will say there is a glitch. I don't know if you've noticed. Have you lost a lot of Instagram followers in the last 24 hours? Because I sure have. And then I saw some friends of mine who I was like, that bitch didn't follow me. Like follow. I literally screenshotted someone following me. And I was like, we've been friends for like ever. Why are you not following me? And they said when they signed up for Threads, there's a lot of stuff you like. I guess through the app that you like check off. Like, do you want to connect, you know, your followers? Do you want to connect people in your phone? You know how like you can like select that. And I guess if you don't like select a certain thing, it could take away certain followers. So, I will say the one thing that's going to turn you off from this app. Are you ready for it? When you sign up for Threads, because it's connected to Instagram, you guys probably, I saw this yesterday. If you end up deciding, you know how some people were on Twitter forever and they were like, I got to get off this fucking app. I can't handle it, you know? And some people, Threads will be that for a lot of people. They'll be like, I can't anymore. If you delete your Threads account, it deletes your Instagram account. So you're sucked in. So Zuckerberg hooked you in. I mean, you can like not go on it anymore and I guess delete the app from your phone. But if you try and deactivate your account, you deactivate your Instagram account. You're linked at the hip. You're conjoined now.
So... there's a separate app called Threads, but then if you're ever on Instagram, you can't like click a blow button and then go to Threads. You have to like open the actual Threads app.
Correct. I think if you like share something, you know what I mean, that's linked to your Threads account, like you would share a link or something, like it'll go there. Like any links that you share. Like when we link the podcast, you know, and it takes you to the podcast, like we want you to go there. So I think, you know, I'm still learning. And some of my shit, it's so funny, by last night, my shit, you can tell, wow, she should just quit right now and go to sleep. The Backstreet Boys got on Threads and wrote, oh my God, we're back again. And I reposted it with the lyrics to The Call. Listen, baby, I'm sorry. Just want to tell you, don't worry. I will be here. Don't stay up and wait for me. And I'm like, I'm reposting the Backstreet Boys with their own lyrics. I should quit. I should go to bed.
But you know what? Like on Twitter, that tweet would have been so popular, right?
I don't think
like so. Like that's the ingenuity
in the
of Twitter
days.
Is that Is that everybody, maybe in the early days. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think so anymore. You want to see how much
many threads have you threaded so far?
Oh, I don't know. I've threaded. I've gone hard. It doesn't say. It doesn't say a number.
It doesn't say a number like Twitter?
No. But does Twitter tell you how many tweets you've done? Oh, I has 78 likes. Thought. Listen, baby, I'm sorry. Just want to tell you to worry. You
that that is good for threads.
I don't know. Backstreet Boys, you know, they're crushing it because they're the fucking Backstreet Boys. So.
Okay, if Tara Reid is on threads, I will join.
Oh, my God. Can I look? Tara? She's not going to be on. Reid.
I mean, Courtney's got to be on.
No. I don't know if Courtney's on yet. Court.
She's oh, my God. On. She is, I see her threads. I see her threads number.
But no, yeah, but no threads yet. Oh, my God. I beat Courtney. Okay.
She's at 10 million.
Like, you can link it, but you... She hasn't threaded yet. She hasn't written anything yet.
She hasn't been threading.
Look at this. Look at this.
I love technology.
I love technology. I have a little surprise coming out for you. And let me just say that that might or might not have made it. But yeah.
Okay.
I have to stop laughing to see like it. Chris in my real life. Okay, wait.
Oh my God, you got recognized at Secrets. Some girl came up to me. She was the cutest bartender.
Oh wait, I saw your post. I was so confused.
Yes, she was like, "Oh my God, do I know you? Do you do a voice on TikTok?" And I was just like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh my God!" And the girl that does the Chris, oh my aww. God! And then I had her do the laugh. So like, yeah,
I love that you made her do the laugh. That's so funny. It's so funny when we post our videos, like, you know how like they would never do this to guys. I'm just going to say this right now. They would never comment like this, I feel like, on a guy's, and correct me if I'm wrong, on a guy's TikTok who does impressions or whatever. If they did a duo, right, of like two guys, like, I don't know, Rob and Scott or whatever. No one would be like, oh, my God, he does Scott so much better than Rob, or like people always pick us. Do you know what I mean? They'll be like, she is Courtney. The Chris I don't really get, or like, oh, my God. Chris's laugh. I don't think Courtney does a good job. Like, it's so funny they compare us, and they always compare us to Yuri, who does all the Kardashians. And I'm like, guys, we're not the first three people to ever do the Kardashians. The fucking SNL has been around a lot longer. You know how many people have played the Kardashians on SNL? Nasim Pedrad played Kim for years, right? On SNL. Like, years. There were so many, you know, it's just a... Impersonations can be, you can like multiple people. It's so stupid.
It does always surprise me. I think TikTok is just such its own thing that now people are like, it's the end all be all. This is the actual TV now.
Yeah.
But it's so, so crazy. Campaign.
Oh yeah, there's a hot new Skims campaign. Oh my God, I'm so excited for Kimberly. It's a really good one.
Just launched. I mean, they're always launching new things. Like the Chloe just did the Good American. The new show, the flagship store is open. It's crazy. They just every single day it feels like they have something. But this one to me didn't feel that special. Other than like if they didn't have the talent they had, which was Carmen Electra and
Cameron Diaz. No. Who's with her? Jenny. Oh my God, who
Jenny,
is it?
Jenny. Yes, Jenny. Not Jenny.
Wait,
Craig.
We're so bad. I love that. I was like, you said it before the show. Hold on, Skims.
I know I did. It's Jenny
McCarthy
has a radio show.
Carmen Electra and Jenny McCarthy. Carmen Electra and Jenny remember. McCarthy. Iconic women from the 90s. Yeah,
this is a really exciting campaign for our family.
Iconic. Here's my thing though. The bathing suits are just like plain sexy black bathing suits. It's the shoot and the people that make it.
I was gonna say these are just nude bathing suits. They're tan, but
like, what if I saw those on the street? I'd be like, okay, great. Yeah. Did you get it at Macy's? Like, I would not be able to tell the difference.
Wouldn't
but they
know.
Did it at a car wash. This shoot is at a car wash and it's hot. It's like a good throwback. It's giving 90s.
I think it's cool that they are getting these like throwback people. Remember she did one with all the like comedians or whatever. She had Chelsea Handler. She had like all these funny people in one. Like, I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Skims is like, you don't have to be a fucking either a Kardashian body or a supermodel to, you know, like, I mean, these girls are supermodels, but you know what I'm saying? Like that you, they totally. Can have, they're getting people for more than what they look like. I think like for their personality and like reputation and history or whatever. I think this is so fun. I mean, you know, like when have we seen Carmen Electra? Like I haven't seen her in years and I'm like, shit, she hasn't changed, you know, like damn.
I mean, no, literally same face.
Right,
she's got this, the Electra vibe. It's still there.
So funny. And they were both hosts of Singled Out, right? They were both MTV hosts. They were like crushing it back in the day.
Carmen Electra too.
She took over, I think, for Jenny McCarthy, if I'm correct.
Wow. Well, they were talking about how it was working back together again, and they're like, it was just as magical, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Like we had so much fun on the shoot, which I'm sure shoot days are so fun when you get to like work with people that you used to work with. And I was reading about the shoot and I was thinking like Skims shoots is the new blunt rotation dream. You know, people say like my dream blunt rotation would be like,
yeah,
Idris Elba, Beyonce, Kiki Palmer and someone so and so. I'm like, who's your dream Skims shoot?
Ooh,
like what two people would you want to see
to like come
Not
back
to? Yeah, but like I feel like this is like an old throwback. Like who would you want to see come back who, and do an iconic shoot like this?
Do you have anybody in mind?
Not as I was thinking of people, but I'm like, no, I got to come up with something stronger.
I have an idea. You know what I would like for my next Skims shoot? It just came to my mind. Give me the Spice Girls. Give me the Spice Girls. I will buy every fucking piece of clothing. Oh. If they are wearing it.
Could you just imagine Spice X Swims?
I would die. Spice by Skims. Done. It's done and done. I mean, like, they've probably reached out, right? And
they've 100% reached out.
Because that would be insane.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. Okay. I think Spice Girls. Earlier when you said it, you were like, who would your favorite duo be of like a throwback photo? I didn't realize it was for a Skims campaign. I was like, oh, well, for a Skims campaign, definitely the Spice Girls for me.
Yeah, that would be iconic.
Any of the girl groups, I feel like, from the 90s, right?
Like, right?
Any of them. I mean, I was just going to say TLC, but now that got sad because one of them's not alive. But if in a perfect world,
that is sad.
In a
perfect
you know,
world, we would have that.
That would be TLC by Skims would be sick as well.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Stunning. Yeah, that could be a great reunion. That could be a great platform for all these people to reunite in their little skivvies.
skinny jibbers. What was it? Nicole Scherzinger. She's still singing, doing stuff. But I used to be obsessed with the Pussycat Dolls. I was like, wow, this is really like a new girl group that I can get behind.
Yeah. She just got engaged. I saw on Instagram, Nicole Scherzinger. I love her. Yeah.
I love her too. I mean, just.
I want to post this on Instagram. I want to ask people who is your dream. We'll cross out blunt rotation. Who is your dream Skims photo shoot? Because now that we know we're bringing back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who we bring him back. And it doesn't have to have a limit. You could do two people. You could do a whole girl group.
Okay, yeah.
It could really.
DM us your dreams. Maybe we'll make some images. Maybe we'll make some fake Skims images. I'm like, how can we do that? We'll just put their faces on, you know, other Skims things. I wanted to ask you something. So Crappy Lake comes out in just a couple days, which is the Simple Life. Again, the Simple Life model. Basically. With Luann and Sonia, and I've been very excited for this show. Are you very excited for this show? Like, I've seen the trailers.
Anna, let me tell you something about this. I think I will be more apt. I will be on it for Crappy Lake than I have with any show in the past year.
Okay, then we're gonna do Crappy Lake fucking recaps because it's coming out.
Done and done, because I want people to get excited. You have a Luann. I'm working on a Sonia, which I've been talking about for months now, but I really want to do it before we go to BravoCon together. You've got your Luann.
Let's go, honey.
Yeah, we
let's. Here we. Crappy Lake. Here we come. I'm so excited. Here we come, Crappy Lake.
How's my Luann? I've been trying, I've been practicing. I think Luann is just my new fave because I've just been watching I've been watching old school Roni, and I die at Luann. You know, she like texts people about sleeping in the lower level. You know, like the room selection in these houses. The women are so petty, and it's my favorite thing to watch.
She's gonna be in the dungeon. She's gonna have a nightmare.
She's pissed.
On Crabby Lake. How do you think I'll be in a cabin, huh?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Oh my God. I'm very excited for it. Also, wait, you sent me a photo of Luann doing press. She like fully changed herself in 24 hours. Luann, like, didn't she do like a bunch of lipo or something? I mean, not Luann, Sonia. You sent me an image.
Oh my God.
It was like a quick nip tuck before we go on to press for the show.
Yes. She looks I don't even recognize Sonia anymore. She's always been a stunning woman, but the woman loves to get a little nip and tuck here and there. And just like this new picture that just came out for the press tour, she looks
glowed up. Maybe that's our first video where you call me and say, hey, are you ready to go on Fallon? And I'll be like, well, I think there's a strike, but oh my God, Sonia. Oh. Wow. You really tightened up, honey.
Thank you, Luann. Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
That is. Yeah. She's very like, wait.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I had an eye lift and a cheek implant and a little bit of lipo here and there. And, you know, we're ready to go.
A little nip here, a little tuck there, and we're ready to go.
You guys are listening to the birth of our trying impressions right now. Like one day they'll be great on Instagram. But right now we're like,
let's test her out.
We're working it out. Well, you told me. I forgot when it comes out. It's July 9th. So it's July 9th. Any day now.
Three days.
I got to pull this, Sonia.
You have three days. We're going to have a training session tomorrow where we have a full conversation as Sonia and Luann.
I got our second video, though. This new headline just came out when she was doing press. She said she popped a liposuction stitch during sex while filming Crappy Lake.
Who's she fucking on Crappy Lake?
She said she was sleeping with a trucker named Billy Richard in Illinois.
Oh my God. So they went on this show to like fuck dudes?
Dude, Sonia used to come back to her townhouse like on air. And she'd be like, I'm so sorry. I slept at a guy's house. Whoopsie. I'm back. What are we doing today? Like she would come back from. Yeah. She Obsessed. Was doing the walk of shame back to her Upper East Side townhouse.
Where can I watch this? Where can I like give me like the if I need to cram before Crappy Lake, if I need to do like a little cramming, what should I watch?
For me, the best Roni was, well, it's also good, but like season 8, season 9 of okay. Roni. I watch it on the Peacock app and I'll just binge. I love it when they go to the Hampton house and they go to Ramona's Hampton house. Any of like the excursions, nothing out in not in a foreign country, like in when they go to the Hamptons or when they go to like a trip to Miami, those are the best because you get to see the women just like be super catty and drunk and crazy. But okay, I think that's the peak. I mean, Luann was sober for a really long time because she got arrested. So then she went to therapy and she went to rehab. So if you want to
is
see
she
like
sober
the,
still?
The disheveled, I think she went back to drinking, but like she had a healthy relationship with alcohol at that point. And then I think she went back and got sober again. So at this point, I don't know.
Okay.
But I think for Crappy Lake, she got a little cray cray for Crappy.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I really am. I wanted to wait. We had one more thing we wanted to discuss here. You brought up this article about drinking water. About water, mm-hmm. right? That you mm-hmm. read recently. Guys, this is some hard news on Big Wigs. We're going to close it out with a little hard news segment. But we wanted to do some hot takes in a second. I'm not going to play the sound yet because we gotta give it an intro. But tell us about the article. Give us the set us up.
So I'm on Daily Mail. And we all know that Daily Mail is not like the
never
the
mind.
Source
We're
of news,
done.
Right?
You started it with I'm on Daily Mail. I'm dead.
So I was on the dailies. And no, but then I was like, you know what? This piece of shit. I never rely on Daily Mail for like the hard news. I'm like, where did you get your sources? What is it? If it's daily news, I don't listen to it.
So
then I searched the headline about the stories about drinking water, and CNN had an article, and then there was like 10 other articles following it.
Okay.
So this is pretty recent. This came out today.
She
this headline
she fell down
on
the
CNN
hole.
Health. I'm in the hole. I got to go on Threads now to read about the drinking water. So
I don't know if you'll see it there yet. People are still like, what is this? Ah! Where am I?
People are just like reading the, they're just trying to figure out their brands on Threads right now. We're not hitting news yet.
Not yet.
Okay. So I'm a little concerned because I've moved to New York and I've been drinking the water. And the headline is nearly half of the tap water in the U.S. is contaminated with forever chemicals, government study finds. What is a forever chemical, you may ask?
Yeah, what?
They're related to PFAS, or a family of ubiquitous synthetic chemicals that linger in the environment and the human body. PFAS exposure is linked to problems like cancer, obesity, thyroid disease, high cholesterol, decreased fertility, liver damage, and hormone suppression, according to the U.S. Environment Protection Agency.
My brain thought you said P.F. Chang's, and I was like, oh, right on. And then you go into this list. I'm like, no way. Those lettuce wraps are not hurting me. Okay. I will eat those till I die. PFAs. P.F. Chang's.
Places to avoid: P.F. Chang's, Olive Garden, Outback Steakhouse.
No, don't do it to me. Okay. So,
no, but if they said Cheesecake Factory, I would have aborted immediately. I'm like, no, no, no. Get out of here. No. Yeah, like, no. I'm not giving up cheesecake.
That would be an iconic sponsor for this podcast. Could you imagine? Brought to you,
Wanek,
by the Cheesecake Factory. Okay, so New York water specifically was mentioned. This is what they're telling you.
It wasn't mentioned. They were just testing tap water all over the country.
Oh, okay.
But in this article, like, I never even reached. Okay, so they do have a map. And they're saying the highest regions, there's parts of Florida, there's a lot of action going on the East Coast. So Jersey, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, all those, New York, Cape Cod is concerning, nothing in Texas. So it looks like it's along the Eastern seaboard, really, truly. Mm-hmm. So looks like there is a dot in Los Angeles.
You know, I was going to say, I never liked tap water. I'm going to admit this to you guys because I feel very close to you and to our listeners, but I hate tap water.
For sure.
I really do. It's a problem. Like, I never liked it. Like, even since high school, my mom likes bottled water. And so I like, I like bottled water. Not even Brita. I still taste it. It still tastes bad to me through the Brita. And it's sad to say that as I sit here, look at me, as I sit here with my water bottle, I always have bottles of water. I will sometimes drink tap water. New York tap water, I think, tastes better than Philly and Los Angeles is disgusting. I hate the flavor. I can't even at a restaurant, I'll order. I'm sorry, I'm fancy here, but I'll order sparkling because I'm like, I can't. No. But yeah, sometimes I'll get tap and I'll just like not drink it. But I hate the flavor of it. And is that why? Because it's poison.
The flavor is affected. I guess I don't really. The one bottled water I can't drink is Evian. To me, it tastes super sweet.
And Danon. Evian and Danon taste like yogurt to me. Maybe because of the name of Danon. But yeah.
Danon is similar. I grew up
and
drinking
Aquafina
bottled water.
Is gross.
Oh, Aquafina. You don't not an Aquafina drinker.
No. Don't charge me $7 no. at the movie theater for an Aquafina. Thank God AMC has smart water now.
Robbery.
It's like finally.
Robbery. So, but my thing is, isn't there a rumor? That's true. I thought that New York has one of the safest tap waters in all of America.
I heard that. That's what I heard. I mean, I don't know that I'd suck the water down from, like, you know, Central Park water fountain, but, you know, maybe if you're taking a pill,
yeah,
sure. Put it through my sink in the bathroom. Yeah, I'll slurp it a little bit, but
then we're doing that. I'm just concerned that there's not really. Besides a couple water advisories, I never hear about, like, unsafe water drinking. I always grew up drinking in D.C. We drank all bottled water. My mom was, like, all about getting the big jugs and then drinking from that. So then when I moved to New York, I just kept seeing everybody drinking from the tap. Everybody's like, oh, I prefer tap over sparkling at a restaurant. And I'm like, all right, so I'll continue ordering tap. So now I've been ordering tap and I'm seeing all these articles now. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is this linked to all my health issues right now?
Oh, my God. I hope not. Maybe it's my stomach. Maybe that's why my stomach for the last 14 years has been bad, because I brushed my teeth with tap water in New York and we should have been doing bottled. Could you imagine every night bottled water to brush your teeth? Like, we're on vacation in, like, you know, a country that doesn't have filtered water.
Mexico. Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
I didn't say Mexico. I just said a country that doesn't have filtered water. But I am one of those people.
Mexico is known though for like real toxic water.
I've been sick in Mexico. I'm such a Charlotte when it comes to going to Mexico. Like, well, you know, remember in the movie in Sex and the City when she packed her bottles and her pudding in her bag and she was like, I will eat pudding and drink my bottled water. And then she like opens her mouth in the shower and gets, you know, the shits after because she like her tongue touched it. I love that. That's an iconic scene. Okay. So I guess hot take. Are you going to continue drinking the tap water in New York, or has this changed you as a human being?
I guess I'm changed. I'm using a Brita, but how good is the Brita filter? How often am I changing the Brita filter? Probably not enough.
Yeah.
So like I'm going to use a Brita filter because sometimes I'm just out of water jugs. But in New York, it's pretty easy to get your hands on some bottled water. There's a bodega at every corner. So I'm not like super concerned, but like... Are we all prone to disease now? Like you're telling me the air isn't clear. My water is not clear. Like, what am I? Those are our basic human rights, I think.
Yeah. But also, I'm not surprised. This is America. You know, this is where we all go down. But wait, I wanted to ask because I wanted to do a little hot takes as a character before we end. Who would be good one? Who do you want to do? Who would have a good reaction to the drinking water situation that we're doing right now? Who are you feeling?
Well, since I mentioned Mexico, she's not Mexican, but Sofia Vergara. I feel like Sofia would be slurping up the water.
Yeah. So Sofia, this is a hot takes.
Hot take, hot take. You may not agree, but you best believe it's my hot take. Hot take.
I don't know. Ever since I came here, I just been drinking the water when I shower, when I go into the ocean, like I'm drinking the water. And then
you drink
It tastes
water.
Good to me. I drink it. Oh, yes. I like the salt flavor. I don't know, but I don't think I've done worse to my body than just drinking the water, you know? So it is healthy.
Do you like bottled water? Like, do you have a favorite bottle brand?
I like to say Fiji.
Oh.
So that is what I drink, but I don't know. They have so many other things like smart water, alkaline water. Well, I don't know what this is, so I just drink the Fiji. What do you drink?
Do you like the bottle of Fiji? Is that why you chose Fiji? It's a beautiful bottle, right? The art, you know?
Yeah, the tree and the picture, the flower is so beautiful. I love it. I don't know. It makes me happy. So I think that is why. But
that's gorgeous.
I don't know.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You know, I feel safer knowing that you drink ocean water. So I feel better about drinking some shitty tap water once in a while.
Exactly. It's 80% of the sodium intake. That is fine. That is okay.
Totally fine. That's totally fine.
Wow. She morphs back.
I'm back. Who's giving your hot take today?
Well, I think it has to be Steve because I don't know. I mean, he's back on and just like that, so he's not dead yet. So, yeah, I think it has to be Steve.
Girl, give us some Steve because I saw some sneak leaked photos of Steve and Steve was looking jacked.
Yeah, Miranda, I've been drinking a lot of water. You know, I've been playing a lot of sports. I've been really just trying to keep busy, you know, on the courts. And then afterwards, I sometimes put my face under the faucet at the park and I just let it rip. It's really, I love water. You know, you can't tell me that Brooklyn water is not safe water. Okay. It's what the Knicks drink. You know, the Knicks and the Nets, they survive off that stuff. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to drink all the water. I don't care what they say in the news. You know, I'm over that. Miranda?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just an Arrowhead water bottle here. I'm still in Hollywood. I thought she was. Yeah, she flew back. I got to fly back tomorrow. You know, my whole schedule is a little all over the place.
Steve, I know you're not one for splurging you'll go on a nice date, but you're taking Miranda to a nice dinner, right?
Oh,
steakhouse, and they're telling you, do you guys want bottled water, tap water, or sparkling? What are you going to say?
You know, I always say tap water, you know, because I'm just a regular guy and I feel like I don't care, you know, at the bar. Are you kidding me? I drink. What am I going to? It costs a lot to buy those bottles of water. It's a lot of money. And I know this from a wholesale perspective. So, yeah, I do tap water, you know. But if Miranda's feeling like, you know, she wants to have a wild night and she wants to get a little sparkling, you know, I gotta treat her right. So she's my lady. So if she wants a sparkling, you know, I'll take it. I'll do it.
You'll take it.
Yeah, you know, I love a Saratoga.
Ooh.
It's a good blue Saratoga's bottle.
Saratoga's gorgeous. The bottle.
Same bottle, as bottle. Same bottle as the Knicks uniform, you know. It's a nice bottle. It's got a nice shape.
It's in theme. I love it.
I got to go watch and just like that now. We got to see Steve. Okay. I think I have to do a video.
I know.
Of Steve working out or something. Like he looked great. He looks great.
is there any world? Thank you guys for listening to our hot takes.
Hot takes, honey. Yeah. Okay. What did you want to say?
Is there any world in which do we think Steve could have a huge, massive glow up and like flies out to LA and is like, Miranda, meet me on the bridge.
Did you see my video in downtown LA?
I
gave him that. No, but I thought you were going to say has a huge, massive dick. Like the way you said, is there any way Steve has a huge, massive? And I was like waiting for it. I'm like, maybe they fuck again. You know, they used to. Oh my God.
I kind of hope
they have. I don't know whether or not she's going to end up with Che Diaz, but I do kind of hope that that Steve and Miranda have a little more romance. You know, we all missed it. We all want it.
They have got to give it to us, if nothing else. We've been subjected to Che's stand-up for long enough.
I know. Although, can we just discuss one quick thing? My big wig moment. Can I give you a big wig moment of the week to sign off with?
Oh, my God. Big wig moment of the week.
Che Diaz. I don't know if I said this. Che Diaz reposted me. Did I say this last week?
What?
If not, it's still it's the Che Diaz. Sarah Ramirez reposted my video. And I was like, oh my God, you're fucking in on the Che Diaz jokes. This is hilarious. Wait. I'm obsessed with you.
Was it a Steve video?
No, it was I did Che Diaz's agent. I made up this character.
Oh!
And Sarah Ramirez reposted and tagged me. God bless their social media person. I'm dead.
God bless.
I might have said it last week on the podcast, but clearly it's still the best thing that ever happened to me this month. So that's
it. No, you most definitely did not. That is absolutely humongous. So now that is two Sex and the City stars, Steve and now Che, that have reposted you.
I know. Che. No, Steve didn't repost me. We've just connected. He didn't repost it, though. But Maybe this time. All right, we went so over. Do you have anything else you want to say? You want to plug? You want to do? You want to sing?
Oh my God! Wow, we have gone over. Well, we had a really. I mean, it's a holiday week. You know, we gotta live a little bit more. We've got to go watch Sex and the City. We've got Crappy Light coming up this weekend. So
we have to catch up on the Kardashians. We have a lot to catch up on. So a lot of TV, right? We got to schedule this into our daily lives because there's a lot to watch.
You're so right. I think I'm going to hit up Tara Reid and be like, girl, how you feeling? So I got a couple follow up. I got to answer some emails. I got a couple follow up things. You know, we're getting back into the swing of things. But July is half over. So I can't even get into how fast time is going.
All right. Well, you guys are amazing. Don't forget to find us on social media. Follow me on Threads.
Oh, my God.
So just follow me on Threads.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Oh, and if you haven't gotten tickets to my show August 3rd, please help me sell it out. Help me sell her out. August 3rd it's a Thursday night, so it's not a weekend. So you're not in the Hamptons or wherever the hell you summer. Ocean City, Maryland, secrets, you know. Let's go.
Hey.
I love you. This was so fun. Can't wait for the next.
I love you. Just a reminder, the official prank call is now up on YouTube. So go check it out. Big Wigs Podcast on YouTube and follow us on Instagram if you haven't already. We love you. We adore you. And yeah, get tickets to Anna's show August 3rd. Let's sell it out again.
Thanks. Love you guys. Peace.